Here's Suckup now trying a 51-yard field goal from the near hash. Colton puts the ball down. Suckup gets a pretty good swing on this one. Is it lined up? He's got it, a 51-yarder. And Suckup nails it with the driver from the tee box.
We've had a lot of games like that this year where we've had field goals late in the game, that not necessarily to win the game, but to put us up by either six or put us up by two scores. And that's awesome because that's a testament of how we're playing as a team. And it's great to be able to be in those positions. And, it's an awesome opportunity to be able to go out and knock it through. And for me, I'm just focused. I'm approaching it like I do every other kick and just picking a spot, trying to keep my head down and swing through, put a good stroke on it, and let everything else take care of itself.
2:17 to go in the game. 23-17 Kansas City. Suckup can put the hammer down if he hits a 48-yarder. Swings the right leg through. It spins. It is up and it is good. He got it just inside the right upright. Ryan Suckup, 4 field goals for Kansas City. And the Chiefs take a 26-17 lead with the hammer down field goal from Suckup.
Hey, listen, we're going special, man. We're going special. Let's sell this thing. Stay on your blocks. Stay on your blocks. Good legal blocks. Let's be fair. You got to see that ball kick. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, obviously Dave is a great coach. You know, he's had a ton of success in this league for a long time, and I think his record really speaks for itself. And he's been able to bring a lot of the success that he's had, and he's been able to bring it here. And as you can tell, guys on special teams, we've really bought in. Guys are fired up about being on special teams. They're excited. We know that we can change the game while we're out there. And Dave's really brought that attitude and that mentality. And we just try to go out each and every week and try to contribute and help out and help our team win. And to this point, we've been able to do that. You know, Dave's done a great job of really making guys realize the impact that we can make. And, you know, guys, like I know for us, especially in the huddle on kickoff, like you mentioned, we're fired up, man. We're ready to go out there. The guys are excited to go make a play. And I'm just trying to go out and hit a good kick. And if they return it, give them something good to cover. Having Dustin's huge. He's an unbelievable holder. Obviously, people don't understand how good he is as a punter, but what a lot of people don't know is how good he is as a holder. And he really makes, you know, really makes that thing go. And I can always trust him and know that it's going to be perfect. And it really frees me up to go out and do my job. The fans in Arrowhead we have the best fans in the NFL, hands down. I mean, I think I've played in just about every stadium now. Out of all the ones I've played in, nothing compares to here at Arrowhead. I mean, they're the loudest, craziest, most dedicated fans that you'll ever find, you know, in the National Football League. So we're really blessed to have them, and it's cool that we've been able to give them something to get excited about, and in turn, they've really been able to help us, you know, especially on defense. I mean, there's been several games here where, no question, the fans have really made an impact in the game and really gotten us over the edge and really helped us get a win. So it's kind of cool having that relationship where we're getting them fired up, they're getting us fired up, and it's been good.